USA News Update. House Speaker McCarthy is backing the effort to expunge both of former President Trump's impeachment. He said Trump's behavior didn't necessarily deserve the punishment and said he'd like to take it out of historical record. He said as he left the Capitol today for a holiday recess that one impeachment was not based on true facts and the other was on the basis of no due process. He noted that such a resolution needs to go through the committee process first. An Ohio father accused of murdering his three young sons is pleading not guilty. Prosecutors say Chad Dorman allegedly shot and killed his sons, ages 3, 4, and 7, in the front yard of their Monroe Township home outside of Cincinnati.
The first one shot was a 4-year-old shot in the house 2 times.
Dorman is facing charges on 9 counts of aggravated murder, along with other charges, including kidnapping and felonious assault. Texas has now sent over 500 busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the country. Republican Governor Greg Abbott praised the milestone, saying it has provided relief to overwhelmed border communities. More than 10,000 asylum seekers have been sent to Washington, D.C. since the program started. A study says dark, dusky gray interiors can add $2,500 to the value price of homes. Lisa Taylor explains.
Zillow surveyed more than 4,000 prospective homebuyers across the U.S. and asked them about their color preferences. Charcoal gray scored the highest in the study because buyers are embracing moody and dramatic tones. Zillow also said a white kitchen can lower a home sale price by more than $600.
Rod Stewart has clarified retirement rumors and assured fans he's not abandoning rock and roll. This comes after Stewart announced earlier this month that he's experimenting in other genres of music. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Over 7 million Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys have had plastic top fins that pose a risk of impalement, lacerations, and punctures. The manufacturing company has received 12 reports of kids being injured by falling or sitting on the full-size bath toys. The armorer from the set of Rust is facing new charges relating to the accidental death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is now being charged with tampering with evidence after prosecutors claim she transferred narcotics to someone the day of Hutchins' death in 2021. Gutierrez-Reed's lawyer says the accusations are both insulting and false. A Florida man is facing charges after allegedly leading police on a naked car chase. Michael Kastner has more.
Authorities say 22-year-old Stephen Peterson sped through Flagler County in an SUV on Wednesday and struck multiple vehicles, but he kept on driving. An officer tried to pull him over, but instead cops say he drove around the running track at an elementary school and then to the county landfill. Deputies caught up with Peterson, say he was only wearing socks and a piece of cloth tied around his waist, facing charges including fleeing and eluding, leaving the scene of a crash, and trespassing on school grounds.
French basketball star Victor Wembanyama is the number one pick in the NBA draft. He was selected by San Antonio and called it a dream come true. Dave Collins, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.